If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show starring me, Nick Scarpino, and also starring Andy, the Maximum Candy Andy Cortez. Sir, how are you doing today? Talk to me. It's going to be a great show. It's almost your birthday, huh?
It is. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's your birthday. How old are you turning tomorrow?
12.
12 years old. 12. What are you? What is it, like reverse dog years?
Yeah, it sure
is. The more you age, the younger you get.
Yeah, yeah. I turn the big 3-0 tomorrow.
You're 3-0 tomorrow. Yeah. You've officially become an adult, by the way. You know, like by today's standards, people are doing things way later in life. People are getting married later. They're having kids later. Your 20s are now your teens. Your teens are now your aughts. And you're basically from 0 to 10, you're a fucking zygote still.
You think I'm an adult. But you should have seen me not knowing what I was doing at the DMV yesterday.
Okay, first of all, the DMV is purposely designed to confuse and befuddle people. It is designed to get people away from it. I was just at the DMV with one Jen St. Ange Millar to get her license. She had to borrow my car, remember the whole rigmarole?
Right.
And I went there and I'm like, the DMV has not changed in 30 years.
Where's the progression?
There is zero progression.
The only progression is the automated robot woman voice that calls out the numbers.
But the one that where we were at was the speaker was broken, so it sounded like this.
That probably sounds terrible.
And I was like, I don't know what they're saying, but I think they're aping that bit from Spaceballs.
Yeah.
What did he just say? Of course, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show, where each and every day, me and someone else, or someone else and someone else, comes to you with the nerdy news you need to know here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That catchphrase rolls off the tongue.
The nerdy news you need to know. The three
hot,
N's.
Where the hot boys are popping.
The three N's.
News is never stopping. What are the three N's?
Well, it's two N's and a K, I guess. But I call it the three N's. Nerdy news you need. Those are the three N's. Nerdy news you need. And then to know.
It's just the slogan.
Three N's and a K.
Your slogan of, we're me and another person, or another person and another person. Like that's, we gotta come up with better marketing, man.
I did movie talk yesterday. The guys that over at Collider were nice enough to have me on movie talk. Really fun.
Great.
But every once in a while when I do a real show, mm-hmm. I miss this show. Because it's so hard. It's so hard to be professional.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Not to just take a break, take my shoes off, kick it up, and talk to you about the DMV for 5 minutes, right?
Go pee.
I had to read news stories. I had to read other stories to like kind of know what the news stories meant for context's sake. We talked about...
You had to study.
I had to like prepare.
You had to prepare with notes and
I'll
shit.
Be honest with you. Out of the... Let's see how many. There's 5 stories. How many of those do you think I read fully?
Oh my God. 3/4 of 1.
Yeah, there you go. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Why? I wanted to, the world is
job,
about,
Nick,
there's two different kinds of
job.
Worlds. Thanks, Kev. There's two kinds of worlds that we want to create here. Those where I tell you everything, and those where we discover together.
Right, yeah.
And that's what this show's about.
I like it being a shared sort of thing where the audience gets a real reaction in real time.
If I read the story ahead of time, chances are when I go back to reread it, I will read it perfectly, and you won't be able to make fun of me for not being able to read aloud.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then in doing so, in the mystery and the conundrum of that is my life, in living perfectly, I am in fact living imperfectly. In doing my job, I am in fact taking away joy from others. So I cannot do that. I have to strike the perfect balance between professionalism and
just
utter
being
stupidity.
A fuck up, yeah.
Just a fuck up.
Yeah.
Cool. Just not the first kid, not the last kid, the middle kid.
Right.
The one that's always like, oh, I'm not the youngest or the oldest. Nobody cares about me. I'm a fuck up. I'm going to do pot.
Is that what middle kids do?
I don't know.
Was that you doing pot?
I made that up. I do pot sometimes. Do you guys do pot sometimes?
No.
No.
No, no, neither do I. I'm not cool enough. a couple housekeeping things before we get into this, of course, guys. This is a live show. We do this every day, but if you can't watch live, we throw it up on the old YouTubes. Everyone's been awesome about leaving comments there. I really appreciate that. It's awesome to see the conversation going in the comment section of YouTube. Of course, if you guys don't have time to do that, we also put it out as a podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, other podcast services that I'm sure exist, but I haven't heard of because Tim Gettys hasn't told me they exist. We love you guys over there. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, all that jazz. Hey, you got a friend named Tony? Anthony? His mom calls him Anthony. Anthony! Will you call him Tony?
Hey, Tony!
Hey, Tony! Tell him that we were talking about him on the morning show today, and tell him to go over to youtube.com/kindoffunny, subscribe, and hang out with us.
The word Tony always reminds me, it should remind me of Stark, right?
It should.
But it reminds me of Tony Cipriani, who was sort of the mob boss in Grand Theft Auto 3, which is modeled to be after, like, Tony Soprano sort of thing. Cipriani.
Cipriani.
Yeah.
Great last name. Kevin! Today's morning show is brought to you all by kindoffunny.com/store, where you can get the hoodie, the Games Daily tee, the Party Mode tee, and the head of Blaine, Tim, and Trevor.
And some new shirts coming soon.
Hey, shout out to Trevor and Barb.
Yeah.
Oh, Barry,
shout out to Trevor. Everyone, send some sweet, nasty love. We haven't done that in a while.
They're surprising.
Some Valentine's Day love to Trevor and Barb over at Rooster Teeth, an achievement hunter.
I had been at the DMV for about 14 hours by that point. I'm sitting down waiting, and I scroll through my Twitter feed. Trevor and Barb was like, interesting.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to say, I can see it. You know?
Look at that fucking, look at this monster.
Fuck you, Blaine. Stop working out. Dude, Jesus Christ.
The black on black shirt's back.
Is it back, or has it just never gone away?
No, it's back. It's new.
Oh, it's back?
Yeah.
It's cool. We're back in black, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, right there. I want that shirt badly. I've been along, glad to be back, because I'm really back this time. what the hell was I just going to say?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh, I don't know
either. We talked about the store.
We did talk about the store. No, I had another point I was going to make. It doesn't matter. It's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, MCU in review is up. Iron Man 3. Check that out. This is where we're starting. We're starting to peel away here now.
We're starting
now
to see
it's getting interesting.
Cap and Tony are starting to sort of disagree on things.
Because before it was a love. No, I'm talking about between us. Before it was a love fest of Iron Man and Avengers, right? Now we're
I'm totally talking about that too.
Oh, I'm just making an
analogy.
Am I Cap and you're?
I'm making an analogy.
You got to be Tony because you got the. And I got Cap because I got the cat beard.
Well, here we go. Hey, that's my Tony. Can you give me the one, Kevin?
Can you give him
just
one?
Just do my Tony Stark impersonation. Here we go.
You guys need to settle on where you
are. Is that like that?
Could you give me the one, Kevin? Give me the one. Give me my one.
No.
Give me the one.
No.
Give me the one.
You're trying to make fun of me.
I'm not going to make fun of you.
You're trying to.
I'm going
to
make fun of Andy's stupid Stark impression.
Here we go.
Let me have the one. Is that good? It was just a big one.
Kevin, you're an asshole.
No.
Look. Bam. Framed perfectly.
Wow, really out of focus.
That's super
whose fault is that? There, he's in focus.
Well focused.
He's focused there. But when, God damn it, I hate you guys.
I know. It's us. We got
it
a good group.
It literally is you.
It's
we
us.
Have cameras that have only a certain amount of focus.
You got me in. You came in. Everyone was here where they were supposed to. I was a bit late to the show today for some other reasons. You did your job perfectly. What we like to do sometimes is throw a wrench into the works. Because again, I don't like the show to be too professional.
No, dude. Why would we want
it's
that?
It's not fun when it's when you have to sit up and the producer goes, sir, could you move your Starbucks cup because Starbucks is not the sponsor of the show, which didn't happen yesterday. They were like, everyone's got to come. No one calls me sir.
In other news.
But I remember it's awesome to sit with a panel of people who know what they're talking about, but it's even more awesome to discover it together. Star Trek Discovery. Great show.
I thought you haven't seen it yet.
Haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
But refuse to watch it because it's windowed behind the stupidity of CBS All Access.
Right.
Bring up this next thing, please. I will maybe be at Punchline on February 20th. I will be doing a show February 20th, but I've just received news this morning that we might get bumped over to Cobbs again. So if you
For
guys
who?
Are... I'm not sure, but we don't know. We don't know. There's something else, another special event potentially happening at Punchline.
I'll tell you who.
On Tuesday.
It's what? Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence.
The oldest Lawrence brother.
Joey Lawrence.
Joey Lawrence is going to be doing a stand-up there. He's going to be going, whoa! He's going to be doing that.
I think you're confusing Joey from Friends.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, wait. Joey Lawrence from
Blossom.
Blossom?
Yeah.
He's making this
That's
up.
A pull.
I just made that up.
Oh, that's, I mean, yeah, but I think I need Wait, to just Nick, dive into your
Nick,
psyche
real,
on this one.
Real quick question, like, that's yes. related to the punchline thing.
Yes. Sorry.
If someone buys a ticket...
If you buy a ticket, that ticket is honored at Cobbs. So if they move it over to Cobbs, you just take your same ticket over there. They're owned by the same company. It's basically the same club. Punchline, just smaller, more intimate. I was very much looking forward to performing there. I will let everyone know by the end of day today. Of course, I totally understand if you were like, hey, Nick, I wanted to see you at Punchline. Fuck you. Feel free to take the ticket back or do whatever you need to do, because I did tell people I would be at Punchline. I'm still, fingers crossed, that I get to go up at Punchline on Tuesday. But if not, it's still going to be a great show. We got a lot of new comics. It's a different lineup than it was last time at Cobbs. So if you guys want to see some new people, we'll be there.
Cobbs and Punchline are like, it's Cobbs and Punchline, and it's like P.F. Chang's Payway.
No, it's more like P.F. Chang's Cheesecake Factory. Where like P.F. Chang's clearly a little bit better, but Cheesecake Factory.
I'm talking about like ownership. Like,
oh no, it's owned by the same company. It's all Live Nation, yeah.
Right, but like, I was trying to go for like similar cuisines. Is what
I understand that. I just didn't want people to think that they were going to get the fast food version of what I got.
Oh, Payway is great. No, Payway is good.
I just want people to know, whenever you see me on stage, you are getting the same 65% to 70% of quality that you see on this show every day.
Right.
Okay. We like to be consistent.
Don't ever forget it.
We like to hit that 70% to 65% mark every single time we do anything. Am I in focus on the one? Let's check. Kevin, one.
You were always in focus.
Kevin,
you
one.
Kevin, me now.
Ah, oh, there it is. Why are you so small? You're like your driver's license photo.
No, I got a new driver's license. I'll
Did
be getting
you?
A new one. Yeah.
Good for you.
I finally have facial hair in my new one.
Yeah, Fine. People are asking in the comments, are you still going up? I am still going up. It is still happening. If you bought a ticket and you don't give a fuck where you see me perform, we're going to hang out Tuesday night. It's going to be great. But I do apologize to everyone. I don't want you guys to think I'm misleading you at all. This was a little switcheroo. This happens sometimes. We don't know who's coming in on Tuesday. It might be a bigger comic. It might be someone. It might just be a special event that they paid more than we do because we're comics and don't have any money.
In chat, Tahitian Warrior says, hi, chat. First time here. Glad to meet the Kind of Funny Games community. Hey.
That's nice.
Good to meet you.
Dark Knight 6678 says, P.F. Chang's greater than Payway. I agree.
No, I know it is. I'm talking about like...
You're talking about structure.
You go to Andy, they got you, dude. They you got
to,
you.
You go to P.F. Chang's for the more expensive dine-in sort of experience, and Payway is a little bit quicker. You got food's a little bit cheaper, a little bit quicker. You just kind of stop in, you
still
can eat
though.
There. Oh, still good,
though.
Man.
Yeah, I'll fuck
the
up
the Mongolian some beef. Are you kidding me?
I'll fuck
Delicious,
up some
Delicious, dude.
Kevin, bring up what's the next thing? Oh, PSVR coming out. We don't have to watch the whole trailer, but that is today. If you are on Patreon and you are a supporter on Patreon Games, guess what? You get to watch the first ever episode of the PlayStation VR show. We had a blast filming these, and I don't know what episode went live today. I don't know which game, but they were
super hot.
Oh, fucking A! You guys are in front of a super hot. Super hot. You know when it does that?
Why are you looking at me like this?
Because it's sexy.
Okay.
This is the sexiest Let's Play we've ever done.
Really?
I want everyone to know.
Wow. You're putting your money on that.
I don't put any money on that. I'm not betting
Vector
any money.
Vector Sprint was sexier?
Vector Sprint wasn't sexier until you got involved in it.
I'm not
Until I turned my camera around and saw you somehow defying gravity. You were sprinting so hard to the left you did the Michael Jackson moonwalker thing where you just leaned all the way over. And it's
called a full tilt. It's not a big deal.
You were in full tilt.
Yeah.
Full swore, full tilt. That was fantastic. Look out for that, guys. If you guys want to support us over on Patreon, it's patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to get the PSVR show. We have lots of other cool seasonal content coming out later in life on both Patreons, so definitely check that out. Sorry, the housekeeping is very, very deep on this one, but we have lots of fun news.
I'm exhausted, man.
Michael Huber. We'll be joining us on Kinda Funny Games Daily and Gamescast today. Yeah. So, in about 45 minutes, you guys will actually see some expert analysis of everything that's happening in video games. Will they talk about Monster Hunter? Yes, probably, because everyone's been playing that game addictively so. But also, if you guys are Patreon supporters, the $2 above level, you can see him live today on Kinda Funny Gamescast. That's gonna be fun. And finally,
fucking shit.
A new opponent is entering the new challenger.
New challenger approaches.
Play this. We have a lot of fun, exciting news here happening.
There we go. Ready?
Let's watch this trailer real quick. There it is.
Wait, hold on.
There it is. Here, I'll turn it up with my phone.
Shit, no.
Turn it up with my phone.
That's not how it works. Boop, 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 boop.
Fun fact: I had no idea it was set to the Smash Brothers music. Who will it be? Ladies and gentlemen, we will be welcoming some new talent into these hallowed halls.
Yeah, they can't read the top.
What's that?
They couldn't read the top, so it said revealed on Kind of Funny Games.
It will be revealed on, when is it? Revealed on Kind of Funny Games Daily, Monday, February 19th, which is next Monday. We will tell you guys who our surprise new host is
for Games Daily and the third permanent Games cast.
Yes, so that's how that works. Who's it gonna be? Is it me?
I am putting my money on Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario.
That would be amazing. I'm gonna go on a limb and say it's gonna be Charles Barkley.
He's just gonna be like, today in the news. Yeah.
Wah-hoo. All right, that's it. Let's get into some news.
Sounds like a monkey when you do it.
Wah-hoo. Yeah. Kevin, remember when you kept telling me to stop moving my jaw in the MCU in review? Hello, human.
Yeah, what?
You're so good at making, I don't think I was, was I telling you to stop moving your jaw?
I made a joke about Tom Brady's jaw.
You would never tell me to stop doing something.
Keep doing it right now.
You say it's unnerving to watch me move my jaw.
Yeah, I'm looking away, but like
you don't know what you have in store. Mr. President.
Parker Petrov says, clearly it's Andy. It's not.
It's definitely not Andy. Andy will, of course, always appear on our shows, as does the revolving cast and crew of people.
Right.
I myself have actually been invited to be on some of the game's content, and I declined. I just said no.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
not my bag. You got a lot going on.
It's not my bag.
Got a lot going on.
There's a bag over here, there's a bag over here. One of them is mine, one of them is yours. This one's my bag. That one's not my bag.
Guys, you can stop speculating. Kay. You're never going to guess it.
Kevin.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
One of the movies I'm most excited about this year.
Uh-huh.
Probably more excited about than anything else is Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
And we got a little sneak peek from the old Olympics.
I'm tired of all these bullshit trailer like nicknames.
Me
like
too.
Sneak peek.
It's a fucking trailer.
It's a trailer. This one's a full on trailer.
If it's 15 seconds to 30 seconds long, it's a teaser. Mm-hmm. If it's 30 seconds to 1 minute and 30 seconds, yeah. It is a fucking trailer for the movie.
Also, let me add, I am sick and tired of those hey, here's what this trailer's gonna have in it, like things. You know,
and then
like,
they show the trailer.
Yeah.
I hate that. Hate that, dude.
Why? Just show me the fucking trailer.
I hate it, dude, so much.
Okay.
Sneak 3 brings up a very good point about my Mandarin impression. I never say his titular or his phrase.
You will never see me coming.
I didn't know that was
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, I think you're going into
that. That's kind of what it sounds like.
No, it's all the same. Yeah. Kevin, let's watch this.
Here we go.
I'm excited. Have you seen this yet?
No.
Superheroes are illegal.
We want to fight bad guys.
I am the bad guy.
It defines who I am.
We're not saying you have.
Defines who I am.
What?
Someone on TV said it.
I was approached by this tycoon. Wants to talk about hero stuff.
Help me bring supers back into the sunlight. We need Elastigirl.
Bye, sweetie.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
Supposed to do it, Dad. They want us to do it.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math. Math is math.
All over Dusseldorf. Dussels are dozing. Their eyelids so heavy, they're drooping.
Closing! I've got to succeed so she can succeed. So we.
I get it, Bob. What the?
That is freaky.
But I can't keep giving him cookies. Nobody in a day.
What? Done come properly, on. Parenting is a heroic act. Done properly.
Fucking A.
I can't wait.
Come on, dude.
That's so exciting.
Get it.
So I didn't know. Okay, so based on the first trailer, right, when they came back, that little stupid little sneak peek where Jack is like.
Jack has the powers.
Blows his hair on fire or whatever. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just.
Is this here on purpose?
I'm going to wait for this.
Huh? Yeah, I just want to talk about this. We don't have to watch it. We're not going to watch the whole thing.
And then, watching this right now, see, here's the thing, Nick. They experience the joy with us in real time.
They do. Should we have watched this beforehand so we can actually commentate on it?
Sure, probably.
Yeah, probably.
But I was just starry-eyed agape.
But guys, I want to see it now and commentate on it.
The sparkle in your eyes when you see things for the new time.
Oh, man.
I like to experience... You're like my child.
Wait, for the new time.
For the what?
You said for the new time, not for the first time.
For the new time.
I just love it.
It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense, but you don't expect it to.
Yeah, 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 no, you don't need anything about this here to make sense. Yeah. Why would anything make sense right now? That looks great. That looks great. I'm excited.
Taco wasn't impressed.
What I like about that is that they always, obviously, The Incredibles was about the family dynamic. It was about the relationship between, you know, him to his family and what they meant to him and what, you know, he wanted to go out there and be the guy he used to be, but he realizes, like, not before it's too late, that he's actually, like, his family is the most important
thing. He's a drug dealer.
And when they come together, they just deal that fucking meth.
Yeah.
That big, crispy blue meth.
Yeah, they have to say, they have to, like, this is what's going to keep their family going.
Yeah.
Is the drug trade.
So what I like about this is that they're flipping the script a little bit, and now it's her time to go out there and he has to take care of the kids. It's a fun angle.
Seeing Samuel Jackson talk as Frozone.
Come on,
they're like, oh, that's great. I can't wait.
The best part about animation is they all get older, but their voices don't age.
Yeah.
So they can literally pick it up right after the other one left off and not have people be like, hey, it's weird that Michael J. Fox is a good 5 to 10 years older than he was literally at the end of the last movie, even though the scene picks up right where it was in Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, same with Luke Skywalker. Like, what happened to his face?
Whatever.
He got in a car accident.
He's like Mickey
Motorcycle.
Mickey
Walk. Yeah, that's right.
Just fighting people.
I want my boot.
All right, Kevin. This next is not so much a news story. I just saw this on Reddit, and I don't know why they're doing this. Maybe people in the chat can let me know. But apparently the entire 1994 Stargate movie is up in its entirety on YouTube right now, legally, I might add.
Oh, legally. Okay.
Legally, not illegally. They put it up. I don't know why. I'm assuming it's to promote Stargate Origins on February 15th. That makes sense, right?
Do you think there's a trailer for it?
No, I think if you just click it, you can watch.
For Stargate Origins right now.
Don't click on this because I don't want to get blocked on this, but...
But what about your favorite scene?
Which is my favorite scene?
Where the gate's like, look at the stars.
Have you seen Stargate?
No.
It's a dope.
Really? You haven't seen Stargate?
I haven't seen Stargate.
Dude, it's so good.
Well, Kev, I don't want to.
I'm not showing it.
Okay.
I wanted to see if it would start with a trailer for Stargate Origins, which seems like the most intelligent thing to do. But
that if you watched it, that it would give you the trailer as a pre-roll ad, maybe?
Using that font that looks like papyrus.
Oh, it is papyrus. Yeah, it's good.
It's like papyrus, but it's not weathered.
If you guys have never seen Stargate,
it's so good.
It's really good. It's Kurt Russell, James Spader. The idea is that they unearth this gate, this ancient gate, these archaeologists, and they unearth it, and they figure out that it is actually like basically a wormhole generator to another, like it's a gate to another gate.
They
don't know where it goes. And so they put together James Spader, who is like a historian archaeologist, and Kurt Russell, who's like a soldier, and they have to go together. And they end up landing on another planet that's sort of like ancient Egypt.
Mm.
It's really fucking cool.
And Kurt Russell's so young in this movie.
They're all young.
Is it like the ninth gate?
No, complete opposite. Ninth Gate, very much, that's Johnny Depp's worst movie.
The Ninth Gate was a movie
Ninth
that my...
Gate?
The you, Ninth Gate was just really a movie that my friends Gate? And I watched so that we could
I
eat
love
hot
Ninth
Cheetos.
Gate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you think you just eat hot Cheetos?
But like we wanted a reason to sit down and eat these hot Cheetos, and when we were done with the hot Cheetos, we stopped watching the movie.
Now here's the thing,
Look
Andy.
How young this son of a bitch is.
I know, they were so beautiful back then.
Oh my God,
that's
James Spader.
He had hair.
That's
and
weird.
And he was skinny. He was skinny.
I'm not
Spader.
Showing this because I don't know.
No, that's fine. We don't want to
get
caught.
But the guy on the right looks the same.
I just watched him in an episode of Psych last night. He was in an episode of Psych about astronomy.
Identical.
I know. He doesn't age.
Like, even when he was in Curb and
there
stuff.
There he is. There he is right there.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'm going through rewatching Psych, and he was in an episode last night, literally.
How about you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
How about I? I keep losing HBO. That's why. So
but
I can't get I can't fall in love with HBO shows because I keep not being able to get my wife again. The ongoing struggle.
Is
real.
Do we want to watch the trailer for Origins?
Nah.
Origins? No.
I don't care.
Okay.
Let's go into this next news story, Kev. Elton John working with Beyonce on new song.
Beyonce.
For the Lion King.
With Circle of Life. What a man can be.
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Yeah.
I will put the Lion King soundtrack up against any other soundtrack.
Anyone.
Any other soundtrack any day. I don't know if it's the best, but I would fight for that one.
Okay.
If you said, Nick, you gotta defend the Lion King soundtrack against any other Disney movie, I'd be like, let's go.
I don't have
let's
a lion in this race.
I don't have a hyena in this race.
Nice,
let me ask you this important question. Last week you asked the audience, is Nick the Stugatz of Kind of Funny?
Yeah.
And I think you're the Stugatz.
No way. You are, dude.
I think you're definitely the Stugatz.
Do you know what that means? Like,
no. Okay. Which I know is a Stu Gatz thing to say.
Is it?
I saw in the comments one of the guys who does watch Levitard's show, and he watches our show, and he put, Nick, what did he, the Stu Gatz is strong in you. And that's what they say whenever a person in news or whatever does something very Stu Gatzian. And so he said, the Stu Gatz is strong in Nick.
I think the Stu Gatz, is strong in you as well.
You don't know shit, dude. Well, you don't know shit.
I know enough to know a little. And I know that you are a goofball just like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why we host together. This is another actually interesting news story from the Hollywood Reporter. A lot of people were wondering if Oprah Winfrey was going to run for president. She insists that she's not. So she has dispelled that she's not going to be running in 2020. Quote, I am actually humbled by the fact that people think that I could be the leader of the free world, but it's just not in my spirit. Winfrey told 60 Minutes Overtime correspondent Anne Silvio. Quote, it's just not my DNA. And then so, of course, people are saying that. People are saying that because of her empowered speech at the Golden Globe. She said, well, quote, I was just trying to give a good speech. I was looking for a way to express what was going on in this moment in terms of gender and class and race. I care about that I cared about landing that speech in the room. And she certainly did. So, unfortunately, Oprah will not be leaving her multi-billion-dollar empire to go be the president of the United States and work and be really stressed out. And I can't say I blame her for that, because she's in a good spot right now. And she's able to affect really good change where she's at. So I don't think she necessarily has to go on and do that. Would I vote for her? Maybe. I'd like to see that race. I'll tell you that. Oprah versus Trump? That's good ratings right there. That's good TV ratings. That's good entertainment. Screw the Real Housewives of Orange County. I'm watching that.
Do people still watch that show?
Well, my wife does.
Your wife?
Yeah, they're still going.
They're still going.
They're still going real hard with that.
I thought they would have died by now.
No. They're the Botox is keeping them alive. They just get the injections.
Right into the heart.
Yeah, they go like as they're about to die. You seen the scene in Pulp Fiction? Like as they about to fucking stab them in the chest. Gadah!
Yeah.
You know, they come back. They got another 5 years left in them.
Oh, basically, no. I was thinking like when the guy fucks the other guy, the gimp.
Yeah, that's weird that you made this gesture, but then somehow equated it.
Well,
because
he's like patting him on the back, like, bah, like nice.
He's not doing that. That's.
I don't think anybody fucks the gimp. I think that
the gimp fucks.
The gimp doesn't get to fuck anyone.
No.
That was the most disappointing thing about Pulp Fiction. Gimp never got his day.
That moment when they're like, bring out the gimp, and they open the box, and he just comes out. I was like,
he was like,
Gollum. I think I was too young.
Oh, God, I was way too young.
Yeah. I was like, oh, what is happening?
I want to say Pulp Fiction came out in 94. Which would have made me...
That sounds right.
Or 90, 94 or 96.
94.
And which would have made me 14 years old seeing that. And when I saw the when I saw the gimp come out, I was like, this is very mature.
It scared me.
It scared me too. That whole scene is fucking disgusting and freaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's freaky.
But it's the other guy,
Marcellus Wallace.
Marcellus Wallace, who gets raped.
He does, in fact.
Yeah.
It's a
Martellus Bennett.
Intense scene, let's put it that way. Kevin, I'm glad you're here. On the show today.
Thank you.
And Andy, I'm glad you're here on the show today, because our deep dive topic has to do with deep space. And by deep space, I mean not deep space.
Yeah, like
orbital space around the world.
Dude, this is my number one topic.
This is fucking awesome.
This is my expertise.
SpaceX's ambitious internet satellite project is set to launch this week. This comes from Gizmodo. This is George Dvorsky. The story reads, with the inaugural launch of the super-powered Falcon Heavy rocket, which is, by the way, the coolest fucking name for a rocket ever, thanks Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Now in the books, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is ready to set his sights on an ambitious project known as Starlink.
How cool does that sound?
He gets it, you know what I mean?
Dude.
Eat your fucking heart out, Comcast.
He knows
what is Comcast?
It,
such a generic shit. Starlink sounds like a fucking badass transformer. Or a cool thing from Star Wars.
Elon Musk loves Mass Effect, and that's why I love Elon Musk.
God bless him. On Saturday, SpaceX will launch two experimental mini satellites. The first batch of what Musk hopes will eventually comprise a 4,000 satellite constellation, providing low-cost internet around the globe.
But what are the speeds? You know, that's what's interesting. But yeah, big moment,
yeah.
Big fun moment.
Yeah. This is absolutely fascinating.
Around the world? Like, does that mean everywhere?
Everywhere. That means that if you are in a country that limits your ability to get on the internet or limits what you can see on the internet, that might be something that can go away.
Why do they say around the globe if the Earth is flat?
You still have to go around the flatness of it.
I guess there's another side.
There's another side of it. You still got to make a square around it.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
A circular around it. Circle. Around
what
it.
Do those people think that the bottom looks like?
It's just the opposite side.
It's just caverns. It's just a bunch of stalactites.
It's. Have you seen Asgard?
Yeah.
That's what it's. I think that's what they.
Oh, just so like stalactites.
It's just the shit bottom. The everything. When everyone shits, when you shit, it goes down the through the bottom out into space.
To space, out into space.
There is a gigantic planet-sized shit. That has formed from all of our shits. And there are people on that planet and they're pissed. They want back on flat Earth.
They want back on Earth Prime. But they're stuck in the underworld.
They're in shit Earth. So there's Earth Prime and then there's shit Earth.
Okay.
And then what's below shit Earth, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody knows. Andy,
Middle Earth.
Andy. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. What?
Middle Earth.
Oh, get the fuck out with your fucking Lord of the Ring references.
I'll keep reading this real quick. Announced back in 2015, Starlink is designed to be a massive space-based telecommunications network consisting of thousands of interlinked satellites and several geographically dispersed ground stations. CEO Elon Musk says SpaceX is, quote, going to try and do for satellites what we've done for rockets. The plan is to have a global internet service in place by the mid-2020s and get a leg up on potential competitors. Should all go according to plan, the revenue gleaned from the Starlink project could be used to fund eventual missions to Mars. It'll also be used to put most telecommunication companies out of business right now, and that's fucking awesome. Well, that's not true, because Verizon runs off of satellites. I'm just thinking more about, like, terrestrial cable, like...
I love the idea that, like, Elon Musk was like, yeah, I'm gonna make rockets. Mm-hmm. And people were like, all right.
Yeah.
And now he's like,
nobody said that's
now I'm going to set up a satellite system to make everybody. Is he doing something? Are we going to find out like 10 years from
Here's
now?
Here's the thing.
Like, that he's taking over?
Yeah. Elon Musk needs some regulation, all right? No. The Sokovia Accords need to shut this man down, okay? He's dangerous. Nope. He's a threat to our planet.
He's not any of those
things. That doesn't make any sense. The Sokovia Accords are only put together to deal with the ramifications of Age of Ultron? There it is.
Okay. Right,
Sokovia getting ripped up and dropped.
Have you seen Sokovia and Elon Musk in the same spot at the same time? Didn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
The Sebaceous Tay in the chat brings up a very good point. He says, in all caps, just build an Iron Man suit already, goddammit.
Yeah.
Just build it, Musk.
Really should.
I put the goddammit on there. I apologize. He didn't say that.
Thank you for correcting that.
I'll tell you one thing right now. That's cool. It's innovation. It is. It's cool because it's
cool.
One thing I like about Elon Musk is that he bucks the system. He's like, I'm just going to do whatever I can do.
Yeah.
And people go, dude, how are you going to make any money off of privatizing space travel? There's such an initial investment involved in this. And he's like, we'll figure it out. And then I imagine whatever his shareholders were like, we're cool with you launching the Falcon X, the heavy rocket. But do you need to spend an additional $30 million or however much it must have cost to take your personal Tesla with a guy in a spacesuit, strap it to it, and fucking put it out there? And he's like, yes, I need to do that.
Now, I wonder, was that just the shell?
To save on weight, I'm sure they just put the shell there.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe they're just like...
I mean, that's the thing. That's a big fucking rocket. World's biggest rocket by a factor of like 2.
Yeah.
Well, also that guy in the car is gonna wake up sooner or later.
Yeah, eventually. What a funny joke that is.
Hey,
you're on Mars, bro. Have fun eating potatoes out of your home shit.
Yeah, seriously.
Fun fact about that though, did you see that he was like, hey, he was talking to NASA, and NASA's like, yeah, we can't afford these, we don't want these. You see that article that came out?
Oh, the rockets?
Yeah, he was like, I would give them to NASA, and they're like, what the fuck are we gonna do with these? They're huge, like we can't do anything with
these. The thing is though,
he's using it to like he's got plans. This is just one step.
He's badass.
The thing is, though, that those rockets have been rejuvenated by Mike D'Antoni, and their offense is just super high-powered, three-pointers all the time. So they get down the court, and they get fast break points nonstop.
I don't like that you're shoehorning in your stupid sports into my show like it's a backdoor in some sort of encrypted computer. Stop backdooring me, bro. Stop winking at the audience. It's annoying.
Stop. I did 4 winks in a row, man. Ever seen anybody do 4 winks in a row?
I do a lot of winks, but not 4 in a row.
Not 4 in
Nobody
a row.
In their right
Nobody's
mind
brave
does 4
enough.
In a row.
Nobody's brave enough.
No,
you're crazy.
At 4 in a row, it just looks like you have something in your eye.
It does. It looks like
I've been rubbing my eye quite a bit.
Is that the eye you use for it?
I use both. Yeah,
I can't wink with my left.
I'm ambidextrous.
You can't wink with both.
And Chipper Jones, switch hitter, man.
Wink with both. No, you're supposed to blink, you asshole.
Oh, blink. Oh. I see.
All right, let's see if there's some tips before I sneeze.
Oh, Nick.
Yes.
I have one tip that we missed yesterday.
Okay.
You goofballs.
Tip we missed yesterday, quote, happy Valentine's Day to all the best friends out there in the KF community, especially my husband and fellow best friend at Deverux87. Deverux87. Thank you for introducing me to this community. Grace.
Grace in the house. She left a tip for her husband, and I want to read it. We already read it.
Nailed it. Damn. You nailed it.
I wish I would have done that. What are you doing?
I wish you'd go back to Andy's one. Look at how lost he is. Where'd everyone go? Let me. I'm just
that was
explain,
me in the DMV.
I'm gonna explain what.
8 hours, Nick.
Why are you in the fucking DMV for 8 hours?
8 fucking hours.
Why didn't you plan this better and get an appointment so you could have gone in and out? We were in and out in an hour.
The soonest appointment that I could book was like in mid-March.
I'm saying, as your parent, why didn't you get ahead of this problem back in like December and book an appointment
for
January?
I've got a lot of stuff going on, Nick.
You don't have that much going on.
I've got a lot of stuff going on.
You do not
okay?
have that much going on.
You got meetings, ones,
you got a girlfriend.
Deals, dinners.
You're not doing dinners. You're
constantly. Deals. No I'm just constantly networking.
We have
out
one
there.
Meeting a week and everyone's late for it.
I'm networking.
Dude, it's the
constantly.
First time I've ever been late for it. How can you say that to me?
Networking constantly.
And I forgot because it's new. What?
I get there at 8:30, right? Walk in. They're like, hey, we need a fucking proof of residency.
Right.
It's like, fuck, ah, damn. I just kind of just pay Alyssa, my roommate, for all of our shit.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, go to Bank of America across the street. You're with Bank of America.
Yeah.
Great. Go get my shit. Fucking like 3 hours later. And they're like, cool. All right, go sit down and wait. I'm like, all right, dope. Let's wait. They finally call my name a couple hours later. I walk up to the lady. The lady's like, okay, you're gonna do your driver's test. Cool, we're all getting all this shit set. You need to do a smog test for your vehicle.
Yeah,
for your vehicle's registration.
Test.
I was like, okay, no problem. Okay, sir, $35 for your driver's license. Cool. Fucking swipe that shit. And for your title, since you moved, since you're an out-of-state vehicle that moved in April, $611.
Wow.
I was like, ugh. Oh. All right, swipe my credit card.
That's a lot.
No, no credit cards allowed. Debit only.
Really?
Oh, okay. $611 cash right there. Wow.
Or debit.
Go do the test, and I'm just defeated by this point.
Yeah.
I've already been there for about 5 hours. I go take my photo. The lady's like, all right, go take your test. Fail the test the first time. You can only miss six questions. I missed six, of course. Exactly.
Of course.
Take the test again. I got to go over with. I nailed it or whatever. And I was like, all right, might as well go fucking wait. Might as well go get this smog test done. Right?
Yeah.
So I drive down to the little place. Guy's like, all right, smog test, $52. I'm like, fucking shit. I've been spending money all goddamn day.
You're hemorrhaging money at this point.
Jesus.
Might as well light the car on fire and just burn it.
Leave my vehicle there for the smog test. I go get a burger, walk back. We're all good to go. I get back, and the lady's like, all right, cool, smog test done. Here are the plates. Go get tools from that dude over there to take off your old plates to bring back to me. Cool. So I go get the fucking plates, Nick. Or I go.
They gave you the plates. Then they just have plates in the back of the DMV.
Yeah,
that's weird.
I go get tools from the dude, and the dude's like, "All right, I need your license." Okay. Bear in mind, it's 4:30 already.
Yeah.
I've been there since 8:30.
Yeah. You better fucking swap
my
this thing out fast.
I bust out my wallet. I start busting out some papers, and he's looking at me and he goes, taps his coworker, "Check this guy out. Look at him. Look at him." And she looks. She's like.
Really?
And I have my wallet like this, and I see him do that. And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "I need your plastic license for collateral, so that you don't steal these
tools." Yeah.
And so I was giving him the paper one.
Yeah.
I'd been there all fucking day. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I give him my and I was like, "Look, I've been here since 8:30. I wouldn't be surprised if you wanted a semen sample by this point."
Yeah. Yeah,
but
charge me for the semen sample.
Yeah, exactly.
Like maybe you're like, I need you to blow wad into this petri dish real quick, but it's gonna cost you $100.
Yeah, $100, $400 down payment. So then okay. I do the plates.
Make sure you do it in front of Larry, the security guy.
Jesus,
because he wants to make sure it's your semen, not a fake dick.
I think
take out that fake dick that fighters.
I think by that point he got the point that like, hey, dude, all right. This guy's been here a long time. Yeah.
Slack,
bro. I was like, bro, you think I've been here since 8:30 so I could steal some fucking screwdrivers? Are you kidding me, dude? Yeah.
That was your master plan.
Jesus.
I'm gonna spend $600 plus the $50 plus the $32 plus however much money you spent for a fucking old screwdriver set.
Jesus. So it was infuriating. Yeah. Luckily, the two ladies that worked that helped me were super helpful. They saw that I needed help and they were really, they assisted me well. There was some shit that I wouldn't like. I didn't fill out, and they're like, oh, you forgot to fill this out. And I was like, oh, sorry about that. Meanwhile, I hear other people like, you gotta fill this out, what are you doing? Like, these people are berating these customers.
The thing is, it's complex, because on the one hand, they shouldn't act that way. But on the other hand, imagine what these people have to deal with.
Imagine having to
on a daily basis.
Believe me, I was
people
like,
who are
man,
stuck
I hate
in the
being
DMV
here.
For 8 hours. Like, it's one of those things
imagine
where
working here.
It's like customer service people. Where like, yes, every once in a while I lose my temper with a customer service person. But like, every other call has to be that, right?
Oh yeah.
Every other call is, I'm pissed at something because I don't understand what's going on. And then they go, sir, you have to do this. And they go, oh, okay. You know? So like the DMV, it's not their fault that they haven't upgraded their infrastructure in 45 years. It's not their fault that you can't do 90% of this shit online because you should be able to do this shit online. But
frustrating, man.
What are you gonna do? They have to see you in person, they have to be able to hand you the plates, and they have to be able to charge you the $600. $600 is outrageous for license plates, by the way. Yes. Especially since, up until I think, like a year ago.
No, but that was for registration.
It was, yeah, registration and license plates. Because well, my vehicle was from out of state.
Okay.
$600 is not...
Oh, it's to register from Texas.
Yes.
Still. It's a lot.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Because all
dude.
It is this.
And the fact that I couldn't do it.
And they give you a new plate that I fucking put
in. The fact that
made.
It had to be debit is what, like, destroyed my morale.
That happens to me every once in a while where someone's like, hey, you have to do this and you can't put it on your Amex. And I'm like, who the fuck wants to give you $600 right now out of the goddamn checking account? Like, this is absurd. It's obscene. Jeez. Well, I'm sorry you had to deal with that, Andy, but that gave me a great thumbnail and headline for today's episode, so that was fantastic. Yiddish Yeti gave us our first tip. It says, Andy, put it on the poll. Who smokes the most devil's lettuce at Kind of Funny, besides Cool Greg, probably? I don't think anyone smokes.
Nobody does.
No. Mark EUSG says, my daughter, Mia Lynn, keeps asking me to have you talk to her, so I guess I'll keep giving you money to shout out my gorgeous four-year-old. Hashtag totes for Nicks.
Tots for Nick.
Tots for Nicks. Like toddlers?
Tot, no, like a tot.
Tot, like a tater tot?
Yeah, like a toddler.
Yes, like a toddler.
Or a toddler, right?
Yeah, but it also just says Nick. It doesn't say Nicks.
Or totally for Nick. That's what it is.
Totally for Nick.
Yeah.
Totes for Nick.
Totes for Nick. Yeah, totally. Not tots.
Yeah. Because, they call because they call kids
toddlers.
Tots.
Yeah, tots.
Yeah.
But also tater tots are fantastic.
No, like dipping tots.
Let's dip in dots.
Do they call kids tots?
Yes. They do, toddlers.
Absolutely.
Tots?
Little tots, yeah.
I understand tots.
There's a brand called Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what it comes from.
You're not giving toys to tater tots.
I thought it was Toys for Tots.
Everybody say hi to Mia Lynn.
Hi, Mia Lynn.
I think I sang you happy birthday a long time ago. But
happy birthday.
No, it's not a birthday anymore. No, no. People get one birthday a year. No more.
It's a fact.
Fact. All right, let's go to PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. Alexander Kozina went to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend and nominated Cross X Hunter. Alexander is shouting out Cross X Hunter saying, I'd like to shout out Cross X Hunter. Last year, I played through Resistance Burning Skies for the Vita, collecting every trophy in the game except for the Incite trophy, which requires you to complete one round of the game's online multiplayer mode after struggling to find someone that would be willing to bust out their passport for the now-submerged Vita Island to play around on the game's dead servers. I made a plea for help on the Kind of Funny Reddit, and Cross X Hunter answered my call. Thank you, Cross X Hunter, for taking 10 minutes out of your day to help me earn my 132nd platinum. And shout out to some guy called Greg Miller who chimed in on my Reddit thread and said, I love this thread. No, slow it down, slow it down, slow it. Good, that was good. I will say this. I don't know how much time goes into doing one platinum, let alone 132 platinums. But I do worry about you. I worry about your sanity, sir. Have you seen the sun lately? It's gorgeous. It's glorious. There's a moon man passing by it soon.
Will we be able to see that from Earth?
I think you can see it pretty easy if you just have your phone. If you do the phone thing and you zoom in on it, I think
optical
you can see
zoom.
It. Yeah, it's
digital zoom.
Two-time zoom.
Nice.
Giveaway time, Andy. Tell people how they can win.
Okay, everybody, there's four ways you can win this giveaway, okay? And listen to me, okay? Because I'm not going to fucking repeat this. All right?
Repeat
I'm sick and tired
it.
Of
Fuck
all
everyone.
Of you. There are four ways.
Jesus.
One, you can be in Twitch chat right now with all of us, hanging out. Do you ever wonder how many people have masturbated to the show? Like, not to the show, but while the show's going on?
You're talking about playing with themselves or actively getting turned on by or both of us?
No, not that they're getting turned on. Just like, it's on and they're kind of just like, you know, fiddling.
Oh, I'm sure 50% of the audience right now is at some point touching themselves.
Daughter watching still?
God, I hope not.
Shit. So anyway, so you could be in Twitch chat right now. Two, you can be a Twitch subscriber to us.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to do that. If you have Amazon Prime, you have a free Twitch Prime subscription. Give that to us. Yeah. Or give it to Ray Narvaez.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or Snowbike Mike.
Yeah, Snowbike Mike.
Number three, you could be a supporter on patreon.com/kindoffunny at the $2 level or for a $2 or above level supporter on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames.
Today's winner comes from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon. Congratulations to Nick Frontiero. You have won The Aquatic Adventure of the Last Human, which I like because it reminds me of The Life Aquatic, starring Steve Zissou, and I just watched that movie the other night. Still good. Still good. Andy!
Hey.
Three and three time. Let's go into the chat and talk to three of the norms, and then we'll go to the chosen few, the people who have chosen to subscribe and be awesome. Just...
Kevin the Killer says, I play with myself when this is on. It's relaxing. That's good to know.
I understand. Look, if you're in the privacy of your own home and or at work, do what you gotta do.
I feel like out of breath because I'm
Mr.
so
Penguin
flustered.
Von Penguin said, today's giveaway is brought to you by the DMV. If you feel like you need a day away from the grind of work but still need to feel like you're at work, come to the DMV. Enter promo code Maximum Cortez for a free $600 charge.
Played a lot of Owlboy on Switch.
What do you think of that?
Love it.
I can't get into it.
Really?
Yeah, I played it on the plane yesterday for about an hour. I like the mechanics, it's just missing a little something. I was a little frustrated by the amount of exposition that happened at the beginning of it.
Oh man,
I was like, skip. I just got to the point where you get out of the village.
Yeah.
The gates open, I'm out of the village. Should I keep going?
Yes, keep going.
It's charming. Because I was thinking about going over to Celeste.
I think you'll get too frustrated with Celeste.
You think I'll throw my Switch?
Maybe.
I'll keep playing Owlboy.
Okay.
Where is my Cobra Kai trailer reaction? Says People 14. Didn't know there was a trailer.
I saw one earlier. I just saw Shape of Water. Awful.
Really?
Says Animal Minimum.
Oh, no, it's good. Dude, people love that movie.
He's wrong.
Madog Nick says, oh my god, 38 months of subscription, it finally paid off. That's a lot of
months. Is this for fucking real? Is the Cobra Kai thing for real?
Some people are saying that it looks like a fucking April Fool's
prank. It looks like an April Fool's prank. Well, this is just an ad
for the army.
Yeah, well, hold on, okay. Keep reading, people.
Celeste is difficult, but not too difficult, says Sonic.
Well, remember, I beat Shovel Knight twice and Axiom Verge, so I'm not afraid to take on a difficult game, not like these other wusses.
How is Wolfenstein going?
I just stopped playing it.
Ah, okay. Man, you gotta fucking beat that game. What are
it's
you
really
doing?
It's really fun. It's really good.
You gotta beat it.
It's hard as fuck.
Lower the difficulty. Don't be scared.
We're gonna watch this right now because this looks great.
Persona Ghost says hero must reveal himself. A cheeky peek. He did peek in the doorway.
I'm gonna put it at the top of the news stories there, Kev. We're gonna watch this Cobra Kai reacts right now.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, here it is. The official word on Celeste.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You know when you made the Kind of Funny Bridge shirt?
Yeah.
Do you still have that logo somewhere?
Somewhere. Should Google Drive.
Can you send it to me eventually?
Sure.
Can you like do it now?
Right now?
Are you in the middle?
Yeah, we gotta.
Whatever. Well, later on. It's fine. Later.
We're kind of doing a.
Sorry, I forgot. I thought
we're kind of doing a live show. I know it's not as cool as your.
It's so rare that he comes into work that I just don't know what he's doing.
Well, to be fair, Greg, if you watch the show, you would know that he spent 4 days straight at the DMV. They locked him in. They forgot he was there. And it was like that movie with Jennifer Connelly when they got locked in the supermarket. You know?
With Tom Hanks, where he's like, I'm in the airport. Tom Hanks?
Terminal?
I'm from Latvia. I am Dr. Doom.
It's the same shared universe, though.
Same thing. Battery's not included, I think. I can't remember what it's called.
It was Igor Dracula. It was like, dude.
Latvia. I am from Latvia. Isn't that where he's from?
Guys, when are we going to do a tour of ILM? Because they have the little robots from Battery Not Included.
They're great.
They have
that movie
there.
Makes me cry.
Oh, I thought you said Migos.
They do have Migos. It's fun fact, if you go and eat lunch at ILM, Migos are always there.
They're always there.
Wearing their cool shirts.
They kind of give you the tours. They're like what Yusef does at the museum.
Yeah, they're like, hey man, you guys want to see the Batteries Not Included things?
Come check out the
I'd love to, Migos. Thank you.
It's surreal. They got the little babies too.
Those things make me cry.
Yeah.
Let's watch this.
All right, ready?
God, I hope this is real. If this is another prank, like the Crocodile Dundee thing, Danny McBride, so help me. Fucking God,
just
next time I'm in LA, I will find you.
Just the coloring of this one pause scene.
Looks fake.
No, it's real.
Look good.
It looks good.
This looks good?
Looks good.
This doesn't look like...
Have you seen Karate Kid? Press play. He's from Pasadena. Let's go. Reseda.
Fighting positions.
This looks great. Yeah.
I just don't know why you'd ever want to bring back Cobra Kai.
It's fake.
Strike for a strike hard.
This is a fucking
no mercy. IGN
mercy
video.
Is for the weak. You may know the moves, but none of that matters unless you have balance.
Is he Mr.
You
Miyagi
may
now?
Learn the way of the fist. Yes, Sensei.
IGN doesn't have a gym that big.
Johnny, you and I, this, we aren't done.
That was extremely cool.
Everyone,
I hope it's not
who
real.
Is talking shit about that movie. Oh no, it's not a movie. It's a series. Sorry, it's not a movie. I remember the news story
YouTube
now.
Red, yeah.
This is a YouTube Red series. Everyone who's talking shit about this.
The fuck is this?
Can swallow their own phones right now because that looks awesome.
That looks really cool.
That might be the first thing to actually get me to use YouTube Red.
No way. Fuck that shit.
Not probably
what?
Not.
I love YouTube Red.
Yeah, see? I know, but you love
paying for
money.
The service. You did like you spent $600 on a goddamn DVS.
Why don't we spend $10 for our own YouTube Red so we could all share our YouTube account?
We could.
That's illegal.
Smart.
That is illegal.
That's smart, but we're not
are
thieves.
Are you fucking joking right now?
We're not.
We all have access to YouTube.
We're not thieves.
Legitimately against the law.
Man.
Put him in a body bag! Let's go into sub only mode.
Loud voices.
What's up, Cool Greg? How you doing?
Can I tell you something about being a legal man? They just arrested Lil Pump.
No! What Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Lil Pump was just arrested. What did he do?
Should we break in the Cool Greg effect?
Was he playing with guns?
Proof, but that's what this charge
is. He was playing with guns, man. That you can't. There's
like
a
playing. I was shooting people. I heard playing.
Yeah.
That went off at his house or something.
There was a wide receiver named Plaxico Burress, Cool Greg. Played for the New York Giants. He was in a club. He had a gun, an illegally like registered. He had a gun that wasn't registered to him in his pocket, and he fucking shot his leg. And not only did he have to miss a whole season of football, but he got arrested because he had a gun that wasn't his.
Yeah.
You can't fuck around with guns that aren't yours.
You shouldn't fuck around with guns.
Yeah. Period.
Yeah, unless you're in a controlled environment where you can, like a shooting range or the army.
Yeah.
But if you're just at your house and you're like, you know, I'm bored, and you look over and your Glock's just there,
guys,
it's probably a bad idea to just be like,
me and two other people in the chat have no idea who Lil Pump is.
Okay, well, let me explain to you who Lil Pump is, right? He wrote the seminal song Gucci Gang.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Something's in the cocaine.
My bitch loves you, cocaine.
Something, something, something.
Somebody wrote that?
Yeah.
I thought they asked.
And it is the most addicting, stuck in your head song you've ever heard in your life. Right now, I'm actually pissed that Cool Greg brought him back in because I got to go do some errands later today, and I'm going to listen to nothing but Lil Pump, unless, of course, these allegations are serious and he killed someone, in which case we do not support them.
No, I don't think he did. It sounds like he was just fucking around with probably illegally owned guns.
We're in sub-only mode. Mr. Yasman300 says, Nick, have you talked with Josh McCuga and Mark Ellis about coming up on GOG? I have indeed, and I'm happy to announce Mark Ellis will be coming on GOG the week of the 23rd. He'll be on the morning show that Friday, and then we're going to film a very special GOG with him that day. And McCuga, I'm working on getting up here as well as Christian Harloff.
How about we work on also getting Justin and Griffin McElroy? I want the Game Grumps. I want...
Work your connects, man.
I want Bernie Burns and his entire family here.
Work your connects. Get them up here. Reach out to them.
Hey, guys, so on the 24th, I'm meeting SpongeBob's voice. Should I try to talk him into coming on the show?
Yeah.
Having a good time with
this? Why not? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just have him sit back here and do SpongeBob the entire time. Sup, Nick and Andy says, Ignacio Rojas.
Hey, Ignacio.
Miss Movies is in the chat. Says, oh, yeah, Mark Ellis. Everybody, wish Miss Movies a happy belated birthday.
That's my guy right there.
I went out to dinner with her. We caught up on Tuesday night. She was kind enough to wait around for her birthday. Her birthday dinner was supposed to be at 6 o'clock. McCuga, I was supposed to be at 9 on the McCuga show, but he switched me to 7:30. So her and Rachel and Stacy were like, we'll hang out with you. We'll go to the McCuga show, and then we'll go out afterward. We ended up eating a late dinner at a place called The Smokehouse, which, coming full circle, is where they filmed the piano scenes in La La Land.
For Roundhouse. Oh.
You know the scene where she walks in and he just kisses her?
Yeah.
That was filmed at the restaurant we had dinner with.
Really cool.
And the whole time I was like, bum ba da bum ba da 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 da.
This is dedicated to Miss Movies and also that guy's kid from earlier in the tip.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Miss Movies. Happy birthday to you.
You're terrible at harmonizing. If it's your birthday out there and you're not Brianne or Mia Lynn, well, happy birthday to you as well.
Can you try the last verse one more time?
No, we're not doing that again.
Just the last verse. Hey, just so I can try to harmonize?
No, you're Here's the thing. You're great at harmonizing. We've discovered this. You just can't do it when you need to do it.
On a doctor's highway, a cool wind in my hair.
That was good. You did it. You nailed it. God damn it, you brought it back.
I brought it
just
back.
Just when man. I think you disappoint me, you do something to get right back in my good graces.
The return.
We'll take a couple more comments, questions, concerns, and then we will wrap this up. B Silver 87 says, hey, Nick, did you ever see Christopher Walken doing a Christopher Walken impression? I think I've seen Christopher Walken doing Christopher Walken every time Christopher Walken does anything.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
I love that story.
Oh, Andy, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, see,
you gotta go. See, I've been working on it, right? He's like, oh, Andy, nasally up top, deep in the throat.
When you do the deep in the throat, that is what takes it to the next level.
The next level, Walken.
See, everybody can do the wow.
Here's the thing, Walken has three levels that I've realized with his voice. I've been studying.
It's crazy.
He's got the high, oh,
yeah,
oh, what are you doing? Then he's got the mid tier, Foo Fighters. Then he's got the low, Andy.
And that's what sets it apart. What I'm saying is like,
it's fine.
True
Andy.
Impersonators can't get it great until they do the low.
You gotta do the low.
And you nail the low.
It's fine, Andy.
You've evolved, man.
You got. He talks in a whisper sometimes down here, Andy. What are you doing?
He had a watch in his asshole.
He had a watch. Whatever. He took this uncomfortable hunk of metal. Up his ass.
Have you seen my Tony
Stark?
Yes,
wow, now I give it to you. It's fine, Andy.
My Tony Stark impersonation?
Give it to him. Give it to him one more
time.
Can
you give me the one, Cool Greg?
Yes, I can.
Well, what are we doing?
That was great.
Thanks, man.
That was really great. Shotgun McPain says you have to become Walken. You really do. You can't just do Walken. You have to become Walken. Sometimes at night, I become Walken. Sometimes people piss me off at the airport, I become Walken. Oh! What are you doing? You're coming at me the wrong way. You see? Do that sometimes.
They go, sir,
you have something in your lower ankle, and I'm like, it's my sock. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your morning show for Thursday, February 15th. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks so much for Andy. Thank you for being
here.
Cool,
man.
Greg, Kevin for running the show back there. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah. Good job.
Let's get it.
And real quick, before we go off the air, our hearts and minds and thoughts go out to everybody in Florida who underwent terrible shit yesterday. Please be good to each other. Tell everybody that you love them. And hug your loved ones. Because you never know, man.
You never know. Ladies and gentlemen.
We love y'all.
We will be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, to round out the week. I want to know, everyone know Kevin's wearing cool Vans. We have a special Kind of Funny Games coming up in about 5 minutes with a special guest. So you guys stick around for that. Andy will probably read subscribers while I make the thumbnail for this, which is going to be angry people with DMV. I love you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Cool Greg, cut the feed.